either way, just allow the eyes to relax. And just notice yourself in your body, taking a long, slow, deep breath in and exhaling gently. And just allow the shoulders to soften and drop, and allow the jaw to soften. We hold so much tension in our jaw. If you allow the lips to part just slightly, it creates some natural space between the back molars. Tongue can drop down. It can signal a quality of relaxation through the whole face and down the neck into the shoulders. So just notice that. Just continuing to just drop in, breathe. As I describe what we're going to do, that we are going to bring to mind a situation where we have, could be recent, could be further back in the past, but where we have felt some stuckness or some anxiety or some fear, just a mild situation, nothing that's going to, you know, be too heavy, nothing overwhelming. But if you are willing to just allow an experience where you've recently felt some anxiety or a place where you feel a bit stuck, and just let that come into your awareness. And just with it, just see if you can bring some understanding or awareness to what it was you were afraid of. What were you telling yourself about the situation? And as you bring the situation to mind, just notice any changes that have occurred in your body. Notice what this stuckness or anxiety, which are both rooted in fear, just notice what fear feels like in your body. And where you might feel tension or constriction as your sort of normalized response to difficult situation. How does your breathing change when you think of yourself, when you feel into this? So imagine this emotion, this fear, this quality in your body as an energy, a frequency that's coming from your mind, from your heart, that's being transmitted out into the field around you. When we are living from this place where we feel small, where we feel constricted, where we feel fearful, it shapes what we expect. It shapes what we notice. It shapes how we interact with others. Just noticing how that shows up for you and if there's any truth for you in that experience. Now we're going to gently let that fear dissolve, let that feeling, let any tension or memory of that tension or constriction completely dissolve, just like you're wiping the slate completely clean, totally fresh. And now we're going to bring to mind a moment that feels peaceful, that feels joyful, that feels like connection. Maybe it's a memory of being with someone you love, or a time where you've been in nature and you felt that deep sense of connection and beauty. Maybe it's a moment when you felt truly at peace with yourself, felt grounded and clear. And just let this feeling begin to bloom at the center of your chest, right in the heart center. Maybe notice if there's a color associated with this feeling, this blooming feeling of connection, of joy, of peace, of love. And notice that as you breathe in, you can feel this feeling begin to expand into your whole body, filling the body. And feel yourself as this, inwardly knowing that you are safe, you are enough, you are always supported, you are connected. So staying in this connection, gently revisit that same situation, but from this place. Notice if anything feels different. Notice if any new thoughts or insights arise, any new possibilities or opportunities. Any different ways you might show up, any way you might speak to yourself differently. And just notice what unfolds as you stay in this love-based energy, present to that same situation. So while we are in this love-based energy, this attunement, this connection then is what we are sending out into the world, and it's the lens with which we're viewing ourselves and everything around us as a possibility, as an opening, as the next thing on the journey to receive, to learn from, to be present to. So through this exercise, we've just explored how when we bring our consciousness to our resonance, to our awareness as to how we are interfacing, how we are responding to the situation in our life, our thoughts and emotions create a quality of energy that we send out. Our thoughts send out the message, energy, emotions pull in energy that matches the frequency. And this energy is always transmitting. You're always sending out a signal. So we want to be aware of what that signal is. And that's our responsibility. It's up to us to bring consciousness to that place of, what am I telling myself about the situation? What am I telling myself about myself and my capacity? Am I coming from a place that feels controlling and fearful? Am I coming from a place that feels expansive and open, loving? So, an invitation, if you like, to place your hand on your heart and just feel into that space within you. In doing so, this brings that somatic, that body felt sense of, I'm here for me, I've got you. All those scared young places in me that will continue to show up, will continue to take over at times. There's another part that's also here seeing that and showing up and saying, it's okay, I've got you. We can do this. What would happen if you relaxed? What would happen if you softened and trusted me to flow into this next situation with a different quality of experience, bringing in the frequency, the resonance of love? So you could affirm within yourself, if you want, it's an invitation to repeat, you know, I choose to shape my energy from love. I shape my reality from within. What is within me flows out of me into the world. I am the author of that flow. Just breathe into that space. Center of your chest, feel into that beautiful, tender heart. And you might just inwardly tell yourself, you got this. You could rest your hand back down just gently in your lap. Begin to deepen your breath as you maintain that connection to whatever it is that you've been able to feel, cultivate, experience in yourself. Just intend that that is going to stay with you as a way of guiding you from a felt sense as you move forward in your life, so that our body becomes our teacher, that when we feel constriction, when we feel whatever sensations show up in you that were associated with your first experience there of coming from a fear-based place, those are now going to be your guides, recognizing that they've been there to protect you. So we thank them. And they're your guides to point you at an alternative, an option, to step into a different way of responding, and one that comes from our innate connection to love. There's nothing wrong with fear. It's there as an ally and a guide. When we bring consciousness to it, awareness to it, then we get to decide whether fear is ruling or love is serving.
Yeah.
I just feel compelled to invite you to bring your hands together and bring them to the heart space and drop your chin in the direction of your hands and just draw that love, that gratitude in deeply. Connect with that inner awareness as you drop into the heart. Just notice how it expands even more. So far past the physical, way out, touching beyond the edges of our known universe. Heart goes on and on. No, that's you. And in that place, how beautifully we all connect in this space, in this circle, sharing that resonance and that frequency. So as we drop in, it so connects us to one another. Namaste.